RS.
Shop your nearest Lowe's store today and see why their newest wet dry vac is clearly different. Shop Vac, genuine American original.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. Is Frank on assignment again today?
I think so.
Oh.
I think he is.
I'm going to have to go on assignment one of these days. Who do I talk to about that?
Yeah, I was on assignment yesterday. It's a lot of fun.
Who do you talk to about that? Is it Jenkins?
Yes, Jenkins is in charge of the assignments.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather work yesterday than the assignment I had.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about what the assignment was yesterday?
No, it just involved
a personal matter?
Very, very personal? My wife had surgery yesterday. She had her thyroid removed.
Mm-hmm.
Thyroidectomy, I believe.
Is that what it's called? Thyroidectomy?
I think so. And so it was my first night in charge of the boy.
Uh-oh.
Overnight.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, he was not, let's just say he's used to his mother.
Yes.
And what she is able to bring to the table.
She's still breastfeeding, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So it's more of a, he uses it for nourishment, mm-hmm. but soothing as well.
Yeah. By the way, not the only male in the family who's looked at that
absolutely
for,
not. It's a very soothing area of the body.
Yes.
But I did not have the same equipment to offer him, so.
No, was, no. Did you at least let him try a little bit?
No. Well,
you have a little hair on your chest.
Come on, no. That's
so then he's like,
Yes.
No, it's like when you use the skim milk and somebody gives you whole milk. It just tastes different.
Wait
yes.
a minute. Wait a minute.
I say that I grew up on skim milk, and if somebody gives me a glass of like chocolate milk made with whole milk, that's like a milkshake.
Oh, oh yeah, know. No, I've had skim milk for most of my adult life.
Yeah,
it is. It's like melted ice cream.
So did Archie? Was he restless all night long?
For the first couple hours, yes, there were two 15-minute screaming fits. Mm-hmm. But after that,
and what did he do?
Well, he laid in the corner while daddy was screaming.
He was trying to soothe his daddy. Daddy, it'll be okay.
Archie's 10 months old. He's going, can you quiet down?
Yeah, come on. I'm trying to sleep.
Try to dream of two beautiful breasts so I can get milk out of right here. And of course,
for 10 and a half months old, I think he figured after this point, well, mom's not going to be here tonight. So I'm stuck with this guy. So it wasn't too bad after that. It
but
was,
you fed him before?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. But
not formula, right?
No.
She expresses.
No. Yes. Yeah. She pumps. So I feed him all the time, but it's just that nighttime thing is more. He feeds for a little bit, but then he'll still do it just to fall back asleep.
Yeah.
Just that. So that's what it was his routine for mm-hmm. the first 10 and a half months.
Yeah. Does he have a little binky or anything?
Last night. Yeah. We've tried that. He's not a big fan of those. No.
Oh.
Which is good, I guess, because then you have to wean those. You know, mm-hmm. we don't have to deal with that. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter outgrew hers when she went to college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't take that with you. Okay.
My brother still uses his once in a while.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's in his 40s, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Jeff. I'm just kidding.
But after the first screening fits, he would. It was okay. You know, he would wake up like every couple hours, and we'd do a feeding, and then he'd either fall asleep on my arm, and then you have to try to get him off there, laying on top of my, you know, just on top of my chest. You have to try to transfer.
I remember the quiet, silent transfer. Yes, don't wake the baby.
There is no quiet transfer of anything. No.
You know, actually,
it's like an earthquake. Any slight movement, their whole body jolts.
I always found it much easier when my daughter would be lying on my chest, because I think she may have had a deeper sleep then. The worst one was when she'd be lying on my arm, and my arm would start going a little bit numb.
Oh, yes.
She wasn't that heavy. You know, even if she weighed 10 pounds, you put 10 pounds on one part of your arm leave it
right
there
in
for an
crook
hour
of your
or so.
Elbow? Yeah, no. It's
right
not
on the muscle, and eventually you start going, I'm going to need to move this. You don't realize how, you know, your body is semi-restless all day long.
Exactly. Yeah.
So doing that and not waking the kid
up. Then you go to move. It's like,
making those noises.
You're like, oh, no, come on. And then you get him and lay him right in the bed real gently, and you move your hand out of the way.
They jolt like electricity shoots through their body.
Something like that. Or you turn around and you go to leave and you kick the crib.
We have wood flooring, so there's the creak in the wood.
Oh, man.
But Mama's back home, so I'm...
And more importantly than all of this stuff, Angela's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, recovered fine and doing okay.
She was
with Archie? No?
Yeah.
But her mom came over too, right?
Yes. Yeah, so I had some help yesterday, but she was quite the spectacle in the operating room, apparently, the huge thyroid. So they were, all the surgeons were quite...
I don't even know where your thyroid is.
It's in your neck region.
Okay.
Yes.
And why would you have to have your thyroid out?
It runs in her family where it just keeps growing and growing. So she had a visible lump on her throat you could see. Uh-huh. But
that's what made it visible, the fact that you could see it.
Yes. that is. I think that's the definition, actually.
I believe it is.
But when
Let me just stop for just a second. I'm just thinking of somebody tuning into this show for the first time and thinking, this is three jerks making fun of each other.
Right.
And you know what? That's exactly correct.
Yes. Yeah. Tune in every other day, it'll be the exact same thing.
Anybody makes the slightest mistake, at least one, and often the other two will jump right in and go, boom!
Yes. Yep.
You know why? Because nobody gives you more crap than your friends.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I've said
the
this
best ball busting is by your friends.
Absolutely. I've said this many times. If you were walking down the street and you saw somebody else trip over the curb and fall down, you would go over and say, are you okay? Can I help you up? If your best friend, who you've known for 40 years, tripped over the curb and fell down, you wouldn't even lean over. You go, what's the matter? You didn't see the curb, idiot?
Oh, yeah, and you start laughing. unless they're hurt. But you're still laughing, going,
Oh, you really hurt? I can't believe you hurt yourself going up a curb, you moron.
You're really hurt? Oh.
So, welcome. That's what our show is about.
Exactly. Yeah. Now that's it.
Okay, so the thyroid, the visible thyroid that you can see.
They said once they open up, they go, that was just the tip of the iceberg, what you saw. So, yeah, it was quite pronounced once they got in there. So
what does the thyroid actually do?
Because good question.
You hear of the thyroid.
It does it like 20 different things, apparently.
Yeah, it does a whole
I know
bunch
it controls
stuff.
All your growth. Anything that grows on your body, I think, goes through the thyroid. So
you know, part of my body must have had a really small thyroid. I think some signals may have been blocked.
Yes. And
can they transplant thyroids? Can we get hers?
But yeah, so once you have it removed, you just have to. Apparently, one pill can replace all the things your thyroid does for you. But you have to take it for the rest of your life.
Okay, but still, that's amazing.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know. Science.
Yay, science!
Yes, yay, science!
Wow. Well, good. Again, I'm glad she's okay. And I'm glad your horrible experience of having to take care of your son for one night by yourself overwhelmed
you. She had it easy. She was all doped up laying in the hospital.
Yeah. You had no idea the hell I went through.
While we're talking about family members, I have a little story I have to share here about my mom. Did you know, Dan, that you and I, being in our 50s, we are in the sandwich generation? Do you know what that is?
No.
I never heard this expression until this week. Sandwich generation is, we are adults who have to take care of both our children and our parents.
Ah.
Because in my case, I have a daughter who's 21 and a mother who's 91. And I'm right in the middle in between them. And both of them need assistance in life. You know, my daughter, well, an adult now, will call me with, what do I do? The bank wants this thing. How do I do this? What do I, you know? And I say, well, you know, why don't you call them and ask them that sort of thing? Oh, I don't want to call. Can't you call them for me? No. You are 21 years old. You're going to have to call the bank about whatever the problem was. I mean, that's the sort of stuff that happens. And then my mom, who's 91, she, you know, is starting to have a little bit of memory loss. She doesn't have Alzheimer's. She still lives by herself in an apartment. She's fine. She doesn't live in an assisted living facility or anything like that. So she's mostly fine. But, you know, the years are beginning to impact her life, and things are slipping away from her just a little bit. And she also has really bad cataracts and can't see much at night. And so she gave up driving her car at night a year, maybe 2 years ago, but she would still drive during the day.
Is she still driving during the day now?
Which brings us to the topic of our conversation. Yes. And she calls me a couple of days ago, and she starts off the conversation with this. First, let me tell you, I'm okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
There's no sentence in the history of the world that started off that way.
No.
I'm okay. Okay, I know, fine. I'm glad you're okay, but what happened?
It's better than hearing tears when, the first thing you hear.
That's true.
That's a good start.
That's true. But I could tell she had kind of that traumatic tone to her voice, not that anything serious had happened, but something minor had happened. And in her life at 91 years old, even a minor thing turns into a major thing instantly. So the short version of the story is she went to a movie with a friend of hers in the afternoon. Then they went to get something to eat. And when they came out, it had gotten dark so fast. Well, yeah, because we changed
the clocks over
the weekend. And so now it's dark, and she knows she shouldn't be driving, but it was only about a 15-minute drive back to her apartment, and the other woman got in her car and went home, and my mom got in her car. And I said, Mom, why don't you have her pick you up and drive you? If you've ever been in a situation where you have to take care of an elderly parent, you know exactly what I'm talking about here. So she's driving home, and she gets a little bit lost. And she's not exactly sure where she is. And at some point, she's driving down a road she doesn't know, and she scrapes some cars. Not necessarily one car,
but she's
not sure exactly how many cars. And it's torn off the passenger side mirror on her car and scraped it. And she goes a little further and then finally gets out, and she's looking at her car, and she's terribly upset. Fortunately, a nice man comes out of his house there and sees her standing there and helps her out and calls AAA for her and lets her come into the house, introduces her to the family, and gives her something to drink and calms her down and all. I mean, this guy was fantastic.
Wow.
Took care of the situation. And so it's the next day that she's calling me and telling me about this, and she knows everything about the family, which I don't really need to know, but okay.
Now she has a place for Thanksgiving.
And so the car is now at the service station, and she's waiting to get an estimate. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you, Mom. I think whatever the estimate is, you shouldn't have it repaired, because I think you should just give up the car now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh.
Right there. You hear that sound that came out of Dan right there? Magnify that into a 91-year-old woman's voice, and you'll get the response I got. It was that touch, that nerve has been touched. Because
independence.
Let's be honest, she's been driving a car for 75 years.
Yeah.
And it is her independence, exactly. Mm-hmm. And giving up driving at night was already part of it. She did that on her own, by the way. Neither my brother nor I said anything. But we have been really worried about this sort of thing. And she and I talked about this a little bit, and I said, you know, you're very lucky that today all you hit was parked cars.
And sideswiped them.
Right.
I mean, she could have veered over a little more and hit one pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the airbags didn't come out, any of that. And best of all, she didn't hit anyone. She didn't hurt anyone, which was my concern. I mean, I don't want her to get hurt, certainly, but I also don't want her to hurt anyone else. So that commenced the discussion, which I'm not 100% sure is resolved. But then the estimate for the car came back, and it's going to cost about $2,000 to fix it up. And she's driving a 1999 car that's not even worth $2,000. So I don't think it's worth it to do it. But now she's, once again, she's gone back and forth, and now she's thinking that maybe she still wants to have a car. And so have you been in a situation like this?
No, I have not. I have not.
I thought maybe I would ask our audience for advice on this.
Me being in the sandwich generation.
Yes.
I'm like the meat, and my parents are the ones that are still taking care of me, and my kids are taking care of me. So, because I get a lot of rolling of the eyes from my daughter and all.
Well, of course, your daughter's 18 years old. That's built into her chronologically.
Yeah. Yes.
The eye rolling just goes. So I thought I would talk with some listeners who have been in this situation, and I know so many people have had to be in this, you know, mom, give me the keys. Or dad, give me the key. Well, in this case, it may not have to be take the keys. It's just don't get the car fixed. Don't get another car. So 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. And I know that this is one of those traumatic things that will have to happen to all of us at some point in life, especially if you grew up in the suburbs and you've been reliant on your car your whole life to go anywhere. It certainly would be different if you were a city dweller. And you just were able to walk to wherever you needed to go or take public transportation to wherever you needed to go. You know, I told my mom, you know, at your age, call a cab. I actually said this to her. I would recommend to you that you use Uber. But I know there's no way you're going to be able to see the phone and get the information. And I'm not teaching you how to use another app. I barely have you using the mail and the weather app on the iPhone I bought for you. There's no way you're going to use Uber. So, you know, she'll just have to get very friendly with a cab company and call them for help. So let me go to the phones here. Tim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi.
Hello. In my case, it was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom never drove ever in her life. She was always a house mother. And one night he's coming home from a get-together and wiped out about 15 trash cans.
Mm.
All the way down the street.
Again, lucky it wasn't somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
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 How old was your dad at the time?
He was 68.
Mm.
But he was also, he had the early stages of lung cancer.
Mm.
And it got into his brain and started messing with his brain.
Oh. So what did you do to...
We found an adult daycare center down here on Chippewa and Grand called Pace. And whatever he needed, wherever he had to go, because, number one, he was a vet. And they did the same thing for my mom because she was married to a vet. But for doctor's appointments, have to go to groceries, whatever else, like, they would come over, pick her up or pick them up and take them wherever they wanted to go.
Was it difficult for you to have the conversation with your dad about you can never drive again?
No.
He was ready, huh?
Well, yeah, because, number one, he didn't remember doing it. And when we took him back and showed him what he did, he said, okay, here's my keys.
Mm.
It was tough. It was tough on him, too. Because he was a teamster. I mean, he always drove.
Yeah.
And they would come over and fix them dinner. They'd take them over to the adult daycare center during the day. And they would have breakfast and everything else over there. And they'd take them out to different outings, like the symphony and stuff like that. And
well, that's nice.
So if you can hook her up like that,
yeah.
She won't have another care in the world.
Yeah, I'm going to look into those kind of ride services that are offered. I'll have to see what's there. That's a good suggestion, Tim. Thank you.
Now, call a ride here. I know your mom's out of state, but a call a ride here, I think, is $4. You can do call a ride, and they'll come to your door, mm-hmm. and then it's $4 one way.
Yeah. I told her that there are probably services like that or, you know, take a cab. And she said, well, what if I just want to go someplace, you know, I have to go into a store for, I want to go to Walgreens to get a prescription or to get something there, and I'm only going to be in the store for 15 minutes. I said, well, then you say to the cab driver, and here's where I'm talking to both my mother and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you say to the cab driver, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, can you wait?
Yeah, just wait. I'll be out in 10 or 15 minutes. That's what they're paid to do, sit in the car all day long. So, you know, you have to pay them for that time. But whatever it is, I would think with Call-A-Ride, it's maybe a little difficult because they don't just stay there. They got to drop other people off at whatever they're doing.
Yeah, I think so,
but, you know, if you're going to a movie or something, you're going to wherever, you know, okay, well, I need to be dropped off for a movie that starts at 3:30. It's going to be 2 hours. Come pick me up at about 5:30. You know, can find out how long a movie runs. Add in 10 minutes for the trailer. Well, all of that stuff is manageable. It's just a little bit more difficult than going downstairs in your apartment building, getting in your car, and driving there, and all of that.
Yeah, it's a little less convenient.
Exactly. Steve, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I had a somewhat similar incident with my father. He crashed into, he swerved to miss a vehicle that had cones and flashing lights that the city was working on the street on in broad daylight.
Mm.
And he went through a fence. He had detached retina in one eye, so essentially he was blind in that eye.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a talk. It was very hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he kind of understood my logic. The thing I had going for me more than anything, though, was his driver's license was coming due in 2 months.
Ah.
And there was no way he could pass the vision test again because the time period from when he got his license renewed before to now is when he suffered the detached retina and lost the sight in that eye.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where mom is relative to her license renewal, but I think you could probably work with the license bureau and maybe let them know, hey, I'm bringing mom in, and golly. And they may even have a way that you can work with them to find a driver like this, you know, who should not be on the street.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit simpler now because she's not going to get the car fixed. Like I said, $2,000 to repair a car that's worth $1,000 makes no sense. And so that decision seems to have been made for her. But again, she's not 100% sure that she wants to do it. She keeps going back. You know, I'll tell her, and she say, well, those are good arguments, and you're right. And then she calls me back the same day and says, I really want my independence.
Yeah, my dad said the same thing. Mm. And he, in fact, even went out and bought himself a new car. But in the end, you know, I stuck to my guns, and he backed off. And
That license thing is a really good idea, Steve. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Good luck.
Have a good day. Thank you. Here's Janet on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I was in the same situation with both of my parents in Arizona a number of years ago. My father was about 90, my mother in her early 80s. They both had dementia. I ended up working with their physician, contacting the Department of Motor Vehicles, and actually getting their licenses revoked when they both refused to stop driving and because they were not safe. They had a parking lot accident, and they couldn't remember where they were going, that kind of thing.
Okay, now I'm asking this because I'm really curious about this. The fact that the state revoked their driver's license still doesn't keep them from taking the keys and going and getting in the car and drive it.
That was the next thing I had to do. Was they got the letters of revocation, and I had to ask them for their keys and demand they give me the keys and take the car away. And that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do as a parent caregiver. But it kept them safe, it kept other people safe, and it gave me the ability to sleep at night again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is in Missouri, but you know, if the Department of Motor Vehicles will work with the doctors like that, you know, you have the doctor send a letter, give you a statement.
Yep.
It's a thorny issue because you are taking away their independence, but if they're endangering themselves and other people, like my parents were, I didn't see the choice.
Do you think you could have gotten your parents to give you the keys if they didn't get that letter from the state?
No, I tried several times myself talking to them, and their physician, who was working closely with me, tried to talk to them with me present, even laid a guilt trip on them several times, and the hostility from them at the mere suggestion of not driving was phenomenally high. So I finally had to give in and get the license revoked by the state.
And by the way, I 100% understand how they feel, because I just think about what it would be like if somebody came to me and said, hey, Paul, you're never going to be able to drive again. What?
Oh, me too. Definitely.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's distressing and awful.
Yeah. Janet, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you. On the AM and the PM.
Thank you so much. We do appreciate that. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS are the phone numbers. Later on, Colin's going to be here. We're going to review the new James Bond movie, Spectre, that opens today. And also, I'm going to talk to a guy who's written a new biography of Woody Allen. Talk to him about Woody Allen's entire career and, of course, the controversial part about the molestation charges he had to face in 1992 and which still hang over his head. We'll get to all of that and back with more of your phone calls in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, and someone just called and said that they called the Department of Aging and these people will come over free of charge.
Yeah.
And they will provide transportation for up to like 3 hours to go different places and run around and help them do some cleaning around the house and do different things like that.
Wait a minute. The Department of Aging will send a cleaning lady to my mom's apartment?
Yeah. Well, they'll come over and help clean up and do some different things.
I've never heard of the Department of Aging.
I have not either. But this person said that they used them and they did a great job.
Wow. Okay. Thank you.
So we're going to have to call the Department of Aging for this guy here that's going to give you traffic, Tim Weiland, because he is getting a lot older.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
I am. I'm the senior member of the group.
Yes.
Yes.
When Frank's gone.
Did you ever have to go through this?
No, I haven't. I probably could have, but my dad moved to Wisconsin, and I remember the last time I saw him drive, but then the next time he wasn't driving anymore, so he kind of did it on his own. But,
yeah.
You know, at first I thought the gal was being kind of cruel. She said, you know, I had to call the department of whoever she called to get them because their parents had, what was it, an incident at a parking lot?
Yeah.
Dan's wiped out a car in a driveway before, so I don't know how that... I said, you've wiped out a car in a driveway before, haven't you?
No.
No, I thought you did.
No, not me.
He wrecked his van here in the parking garage.
Yeah. I scraped the roof.
And I banged my own car into my own garage, but this is not a reason we should have
the keys taken out of the car. Isolated incident.
No, Paul, I did that about 8 months ago. I got up in the morning at 5 o'clock, or I was leaving at work at 5 o'clock, and I got in, I put the keys in, put it in reverse, and crashed into the back of the driving garage. And I couldn't believe I did that.
I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again. This is a few years ago. I was in a hurry to get somewhere. I go out. I hit the thing to open the garage door. It opens. It's fine. But I back up too fast, and I take off my left side view mirror.
Oh.
Just wipe it out completely. So I get out of the car. I pick up the mirror off the ground. I put it in there, and I go where I'm going, and I think to myself, all right, I'm going to call Schaefer Auto Body, and they'll take care of this.
Yeah.
And I make an appointment. And I go there 3 days later, and you know how great they are. In 24 hours, my car looks like nothing had ever happened. I drive the car home. I park it in the garage. The next day, I get up. I'm backing out. Boom! I take the mirror off again, the exact same one. I call the guy at Schaefer and say, I have to bring my car. And he said, we just fixed that! What is wrong with you?
Wow, you sound like Frank. Doesn't Frank, like, hit a deer, take it to Schaefer, and then come home and hit another deer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does that. But his wife also backed into the garage door.
You know what the real message here is? Support our sponsors.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's what we do.
I know you made it like new, but it's not like new anymore. Can you do that again?
Yeah, really. We've been driving.
You guys are very good at your job. I'm very good at my job.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me tell you what. We do have a couple of crashes out there. The first one is at Hawkins Road at Summer Chase. The other one at Washington and Locust. We've got a report of a stalled vehicle now on southbound 270 at Highway 40 blocking the center lane. And we're running pretty heavy on westbound 4064 now from Kings Highway out through McCausland. Again, from Clayton Warson out through Highway 270. This traffic report is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Traffic isn't always avoidable, but you can avoid surprises in your insurance. A Farmers agent can help you check your coverage for any potential hidden gaps. Find one at farmers.com. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Hey, all the way.
Hey, all the way.
Throughout our history,
we run every day.
Millions of Americans marched off to war.
Taliban are watching us, and they're planning an ambush. The ambush is probably going to be right over there. Where are we going?
Too many never made it home. This Veterans Day, think about our local heroes and what they sacrificed for our way of life. Freedom isn't free. The Big 550. KTRS.
A burglary in your home is something you never get over. You feel violated. You feel a sense of loss. And the worst part...
The worst part is your things are gone forever.
The worst part is... Your insurance can't replace your peace of mind.
The worst part is your daughter no longer feels safe.
The worst part is you wonder if it will happen again.
When an intruder invades your home, every part is the worst. That's why Monotronic Security wants to help you reduce your risk of a home invasion in an incredible limited-time offer. You can have a home security system activated free of charge. That's a $99 value free, plus free equipment and free installation. For the exciting details, call 1-800-700-4318. Every 15 seconds, a home is broken into. But with more than 1 million customers and 20 years' experience, Monotronic Security is offering free activation of a security system for your home. That's free activation, plus free equipment and free installation. Call Monotronics.com now. 1-800-700-4318. 1-800-700-4318.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-400-6071. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-400-6071. 1-800-400-6071.
You can install the most expensive and sophisticated home security system available, but that won't keep a certain gang of cunning, savage animals from breaking into your home. I'm talking about hordes of mice, squirrels, rats, and other vermin invading your home through cracks and crevices, bringing with them dirt, disease, and damage. That's why you need a smarter, more effective home security system, the kind only Terminix offers. Terminix is the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. And right now, we're offering valuable free information at 1-800-603-9558. We eliminate and remove those damaging pests and seal your home from top to bottom to prevent future invasions, all backed by our Terminix guarantee. If they ever come back, so will we. Limitations may apply. Protect your home and family from invading vermin with the kind of home security only Terminix can offer. For free information, call now 1-800-603-9558. 1-800-603-9558.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever. The mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
Lions, Tigers, and football. It's Missouri football time, and what better way to celebrate than with a Lions Choice famous roast beef sandwich. Their mouth-watering sandwiches are seasoned to perfection and ready to tackle your hunger. Stop by any of their 24 area locations.
Cut
system closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Hi, Damian Girard here, your host of the Girard Realty Show, which airs every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The purpose of the Girard Realty Show is to bring together experts that you need when buying, owning, and selling real estate. Everybody that's involved, from the mortgage professional to the home inspector, but also we have local interest promotions, we have national trends and news about real estate in general, and basically we try to have a good time and talk about real estate in St. Louis area. So tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock to the Girard Realty Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis here in the studio with me. Later on, Colin will be here. We'll do some movie reviews and showbiz stuff, and then I'll talk with a guy named David Evanier, who's written a new biography of Woody Allen. And after that, we'll have the Harris Challenge and Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the news. So this is how we start off your weekend officially every Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. 314-969-KTRS is the number, 1-888-550-KTRS. Before the break, I was talking about how my 91-year-old mom was in a minor accident the other day. She's okay, but the car got scraped up when she sideswiped some parked cars. And my brother and I both agree this is it for her, because her eyes are not as great as they should be, and she's given up driving at night quite a while ago, and we think she should give up driving completely now. Something that those of us in the sandwich generation have to be familiar with. My wife just reminded me, my sister-in-law doesn't call it the sandwich generation. She calls it the taffy generation, because you're being pulled from both ends, your children and your parents. Sue, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Have you had to go through this with your mom or dad?
Yes, I had to go through it with my mom. And she actually, before we got to the point where we were going to do one of the suggestions I was going to make, she decided on her own to stop driving. And I think she may have hit a little something, you know, like maybe like a bumper somewhere in a parking lot or something that kind of made her decide.
Yeah.
She didn't want to end up hitting someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what finally made that click for her.
Yeah.
But in the process, we were trying to figure out what we could do to convince her of that, or, you know, how to go around getting her keys away from her. And in working with our senior services over here in Illinois, they gave us the idea of going through, like, the places where you can go for rehab. Sometimes they'll, like, the occupational therapists may know of a service that will, like, take them out in their cars to see how good their, like, reflexes are and how quickly they can, you know, avoid things.
Yeah.
But I think it was going to cost us, if we did that, it was going to cost like $100, which we didn't think was too bad. But you have to go in, he said, knowing that if they fail your mom, she will not be able to drive.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an actual test that she was going to have to go through. So even coming up with something like that may put her over the edge and say, I'm not doing that. I'm just going to give it up.
Here's what I'm learning here today. It's much easier to do if you have a third party, unrelated to your parent, say something like, Joan, who just works in our office, came in and said she had to do this and had to get the state involved, and her dad didn't want to give up the keys, even though he's had, you know, some dementia problems and that sort of stuff. But once he saw that letter from the state,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, they got the doctor involved, then he said, okay, I understand. Anytime it's from your own family, you're always resistant to any kind of change.
But when it you have to go into knowing when they take their keys away, you're going to have a lot more to do.
Oh, yeah.
Which is another whole flip side, because we were all like, okay, but when she gives up her license, you know, we're going to have to be taking her here and taking her there. And you know, she didn't want to do the senior services where they'd come and pick her up. She didn't want to do that.
You know, that reminds me, this is so similar to what you do when you have a kid. Because I can remember when my daughter was, I don't know, 16, 17, something like that. And she did something that my wife and I didn't appreciate, let's put it that way. And so we had a discussion about, what are we going to do? Well, maybe we should take away her right to, you know, borrow the car. And then my wife said, no, then I have to drive her everywhere.
it's exactly the same. I'm telling you, I mean, that is really basically when your parents get to be to this point,
yeah,
it's like going back in time and doing it all over, only in reverse. I have often said that.
Sue, I'm really glad you called. Thank you. Here's Daniel on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. I thought I'd let you know that when my aunt, who lived up in Hazelwood, was 90, I was out in California, and she was commenting on how she was afraid of all the other drivers. And I did loving guilt, and I said, Aunt Jenna, you've always said you want to leave me your car. Well, do you want to leave it in good condition or bad?
Mm.
And I came here a couple years ago when she was 94, and sure enough, she left me her 88 Cougar with only 40,000 miles on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I get so many offers because no one ever sat in the back seat. She was the only one to sit in the passenger seat from 90 to 94.
Uh-huh.
And I still have all my mixtapes from the 80s, thank God, because she's got an AM/FM cassette player.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know why you need the FM or the cassette player when you have the Big 550.
Yeah.
But trust me, it's on there because she got me hooked on Frank Opinion and Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
I have a little trivia for you.
Uh-oh.
Because the last time I was here was 2002, and I won your contest, and I still have the Harris Challenge 2002 trivia calendar.
Wow.
Those are collector's items.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Yes, it is. Well, I also have the blue Paul Harris coffee mug.
The middle of the day, middle of America coffee mug?
Oh, wow.
You got it. You, in fact, you were signing them at a grocery store, and I had to go there to pick it up.
Yeah, we did a whole thing with Deerbergs. We partnered up with them and sold a bunch of them.
The blue ones were a lot nicer than the white ones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The blue is just beautiful, but it's like my classic cup that I have in my Cougar now. But I have a 13-year-old trivia question for you that was your own.
Okay. Well, you know, before you tell me what the question was, let me just say this. I had another listener make a recommendation to me who said, you know, you wrote a different set of five questions for every day of the year. Well, not really, because there were one set for Saturday/Sunday. So it was really six different categories a week, 52 weeks of the year. So what this person said was, you know, that calendar wouldn't be valid the next year because that date, what was on a Monday, would now be on a Tuesday. But why don't you re-release the calendar every 7 years with the same things on it? You already have them printed.
Well, you could, because today was Wednesday, November 6th in 2002,
okay.
And the title was How to Get Rich in One Easy Lesson. So your five-point question is, what business made Jeff Bezos rich?
Oh, well, that might have been difficult in 2002, but now I know it's Amazon.com.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's become a much more famous billionaire than I think he was in 2002. That was a five-point question. That tells you nobody really knew who he was then.
No, the other one, going from one to four was what made John DeLorean rich?
The car company.
What made Malcolm Forbes rich?
The magazine.
What made Wolfgang Puck rich?
Restaurants.
And the last, number four, was what made Armand Hammer rich?
What made Armand Hammer rich? I know it wasn't baking powder, even though it sounds like it should be.
Baking soda.
yeah, baking soda. What made Armand Hammer rich?
Don't make me play punishing music.
Wait, was it
laundry detergent?
No, I'm going to guess it was oil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, oil. Clean sweep.
Yeah, because I don't think Armand Hammer, the man, had anything to do with Arm and Hammer, the product. I think that's Procter & Gamble. I don't know. But I don't think he had anything to do with that.
Oh, Armand?
Yeah,
Armand Hammer.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well,
Paul, it is a joy listening to you back on the radio. I turn in every day for Frank Opinion and you whenever you guys are on.
Thank you so much, Daniel. I appreciate it. Thanks for bringing that back from 13 years ago.
All righty. You take care.
That was great. All right. It's 3:56. We'll break. We'll get Tim in here with the traffic. Then we'll have Colin in the news. And then he'll come down the hall and join us for the showbiz segment of the show as we roll along here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a look at traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, it does looks like we're running a lot heavier now on eastbound Highway 270 now, midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. We have eastbound Highway 40 drivers slowing from about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Also, southbound 270, it's running a little bit heavy from Now Olive, I'll call it Page, down through Doherty Ferry, westbound 44 from Shrewsbury through the Murdoch Overpass. And then if you're traveling on southbound 170, things are stacking up Ladue down through Highway 40. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Mizzou eyes a third straight SEC East Championship. Follow the 2015 Tigers football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Tired of tossing and turning all night? Tired of getting a terrible night's sleep? Just plain old tired? The Bedroom Store has a solution for you. They have brand new sleep technology. It's the first mattress that actually syncs your bed and your body. Of course, I'm talking about the iZone bed that combines water, memory foam, and air. Water, 14 different chambers so that it molds to your body. No more tossing and turning. No more waking up all night long. Just a good night's rest. This is brand new sleep technology, and it is getting rave reviews from people here in St. Louis. Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep. At the Bedroom Store.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and this area's most respected basement and crawlspace waterproofing foundation repair contractor, Woods Basement Systems, is also a radon mitigation contractor serving both sides of the river. If you've tested and you know your home or office has elevated radon levels, we can help with a free inspection and free proposal to control your radon problem. Step one is to test, because not everyone will have a radon problem. Step two, get help from Woods Basement Systems. Call us at 866-581-1081. Radon is the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers, so call us at 866-581-1081. For all your waterproofing, foundation repair, and radon concerns, find us online at woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Woods is now hiring all positions.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to StephenGreg.com.
That's StephenGreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.